Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin 11 lines down from the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, and we remind ourselves what we're dealing with, the sugya that we're dealing with as soon as we start the Gemara, because it's a chazar a little bit of yesterday's end of the share. So we begin Iboya Lehu. Again, 11 lines down, top of Chaf Aleph Omer Aleph. The answer to the base matter is Iboya Lehu, Chad Bechavre Mitfas. We remind ourselves, in yesterday's share, we said that if the first person, Reuven, says, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir, and then Shimon heard him and said, me too, va'ani, and then Levi heard him and said, me too, va'ani, so now the Gemara is asking a question that, what did Levi mean when he said, me too? Did he say, me too, like Shimon, or did he say, me too, like Reuven? Remember, we did point out that it had to be within Toch Kedei Dibur, of Reuven. That's the way we understood the Gemara. Now the Gemara is questioning, is that really the right way to understand this? Do we say, again, look at the words, Chad Bechavri Mitvis, each one subsequently who said Va'ani was talking about the person in front of him, not the person who started the whole chain. So when Reuven said, I wish to be an Azir, Shimon said, me too. He's talking about Reuven. That's clear. But when Levi said, me too, Va'ani, was he saying, me too, I want to be like Shimon, who was a Nazir because he said he wanted to be like Reuven, or did Shimon mean that I want to be a Nazir like Reuven? Well, Dilma bekama mitvaseid. Did he mean Levi that I want to be like Reuven, or did he mean that he want to be like Shimon? So he says, what difference does it make? After all, we pointed out in the Mishnah that he's a Nazir. So what difference does it make if Levi says I want to be like Shimon or I want to be like Reuven? In either case, he's a Nazir. So l'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? So Gemara says, no, it makes a big nafkamina, l'itfuse umezal. Because this would be, can you keep on going? What happens if there's a Yehuda? Now Yehuda says, b'tochi dei dibor, I want to be like Levi, so then it would work. And then Yisachar says, I want to be like Yehuda. And Zulun says, I want to be like Yisachar, so then it would continue to work. L'itfuse umezal, this would go on forever. Because as long as each person said it within tochi dei dibor, the person in front of him, so it could be a day after Reuven. You have a thousand people going, me too, me too, me too, me too, each one after the other. So then in that situation, each and every one of them would become, in fact, a Nazir. So that's the great question. Latus Yimezel, does this, in fact, allow it to go on or not? If we say, Yamers Chad Bechavrei Matvis, Matvisin V'Ozlin Li'olam, then if you're, in fact, saying that each one does it ani to the one directly in front of him, so when Zevulun says, and I, he wants to be like Yisachar. He's not talking about being like Reuven. He wants to be like Yisachar who came in front of him. So then this would go on forever. Like I said, even a day later, you have 1,000 people all becoming an Nazir when they keep on saying Vani, 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 Vani. Each is talking about the one right in front of him. As long as he says it within Tochidei Dibor of the one in front of him, you could have a chain like this going on for a long time. However, the Amis Bekamo Matvisi, but if you say that when Levi says Vani, he's not talking about I want to be like Shimon, I want to be like Reuven. So then, in this situation, Tvei Michdei Dibur Lo Matvisa. Then it would only work within Toch Kidei Dibur of Reuven. So maybe you could go down. We had a whole discussion yesterday. Is it two or three or four? Is it going to be able to work for Yehuda or not? So that we had a little discussion. Maybe that's machlokes between Yehuda Nesiya and Reish Lakish, whether you give him an additional period of time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe and the word Va'ani. So maybe he could go down to Yehuda level, but it couldn't go to Yisachar Zvulun. It couldn't go further than that. If you hold that, they're all saying Va'ani goes back on the first person. So it would have a much more limited ability, the Va'anis, to work. So that's the Gemara's question. Ibailu. My, what is the halacha? How do we pass it? So Gemara says, let's try to bring a raya from our very Mishnah. Toshma, look at the words of our Mishnah. It said, Hareini Nazir, if a person says, Reuven, I wish to be a Nazir, Vishama Chaveiro, and Shimon hears this, his friend hears this, Yomar Vani, yeah, me too. And then Vani, Levi comes and says, me too. Now, notice the Mishnah didn't go to Yehuda, Yisachar Zvulun, Vesulo Midi, it didn't say more than that, implying, Shema Mina, Bekamahu Demit Vesei, that when Levi says, me too, he's not going on Shimon, he's going on Reuven, and that's why the Mishnah specifically stopped after Vani, Vani. It didn't go on all the way down the line. Because Disoka Daitoch Chad Bechavre Mitvis, then Lisne Tuva Vani. Because if in fact this chain could go on and on and on, it should have said more than just Vani, Vani. It should have said Vani, 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 Vani. And therefore, we would know that it can keep on going because each one is saying it about the person right in front of him. Yisachar is saying it on Yehuda, Zevulun, and saying on Yisachar, not back on Reuven. So for the fact that the Mishnah didn't list Vani, 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 it must be that our original understanding that they're talking about Levi saying Vani, it's going back on Reuven and not going on Shimon. Where it says Lav Davka. Tana kiruchla lichoshev elezer. We had the same idea yesterday. Is the Tana a peddler over here that he's going to list every single possibility? We never stop. How many? He read 1,000. Said, what about 1,001? So the Tana is not a peddler over here. So he taught us the principle by saying vani, vani, and we know etc. We know that meant no matter how many people say vani, as long as they say it within tokhid dibur or the one that's in front of them, so they're saying vani. I want to be like him, like the one in front of me, not back on the original start of all of this Reuven. So therefore, the Gemara says lav dafkin. He bring a raya from a Mishnah to the opinion that it's all going back on Reuven. No, it could be that each one is saying vani on the one in front of him, even though the Tana only said vani vani because he's not a peddler. He's not going to list all the possibilities in our Gemara. So Gemara says, then why did he say vani vani? Again, we had the same idea question yesterday. The list echad, just say vani one time for Shimon, and I'll know the last minute cool. And I'll know that would apply to Levi, it would apply to Yehuda, Yitzchak, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, etc., etc. Why does the Mishnah list two? Once you're listing two, so then that implies that there's a cutoff. If you list one, so that doesn't imply that there's necessarily a cutoff. Gemara says, no. The reason it lists the two is even though there is no cutoff, we could learn our Mishnah that in fact, each one is matfis on the one in front of him and not back on Reuven. So why did he list two then? He should have listed 3, 4, 5, 6, or just list one. So Gemara says, Aidi the Katane Hutar Rishon Hutra Kulin, because the next part of the Mishnah, we said that when Reuven had made his statement, Harini Nazir, and then he did Hataris Nadar, and he's Ois Nazir, he's no longer Nazir, so we said the domino effect, everybody else falls off as well. Hutar Rishon, if Reuven becomes Ois Nazir because he does Hataris Nadar, so then Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Don, Naphtali, etc., everybody else is Hutar Rishon Hutra Kulin, all of them are dependent upon Reuven. But then the Mishnah said, Hutar Achron, in our progression, let's say Levi goes and does Hataris Nedarim. He changes his mind, does Hataris Nedarim, and he is Ois Nazir, but that doesn't impact on Shimon and Reuven. Hutar Achron, only Ha'achron is Mutar, only Levi now is Mutar, the Kulan Asurim, but Shimon and Reuven certainly remain Nazir. Now, that case, it had to say, the Kulan Asurim, it's talking about more than one, Miklal De'iko Amtsoi. There had to be somebody else beside Levi and Reuven. So it implied that there was a Shimon there as well, because there's a Kulan Asurim, Miklal De'iko Amtsoi. There is a person there that's in the middle. And therefore, Mishum Hachi, Ketani, Vani, Vani. Therefore, the Mishnah had to write down, Vani, Vani. So therefore, it's just being parallel with the Sefer. But Lav Davka, can you bring me a raya that it only goes up to Yehuda, or maybe just Levi? Again, the Machlokas of Yehuda Nasiya and Reish Lakish from yesterday, is it Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or is it Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and the amount of time that it says to take Vani? So in this situation, we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Try again. Toshma, same question. My, what's the halacha over here? Is it going back on Reuven when they say Vani, or is it going on the one right in front of them when they say Vani? So the Mishnah told us, Hutar Rishon, Hutar Kulin. As we just pointed out, if Reuven goes and does Hataris Nedarim, then everybody else falls off as well. Once he's Ois Nazir, so everybody else is Ois Nazir as well. Now, in this situation, we say only Rishon Hu Desharu. It is only true if Reuven was Matir Nedir, then everybody else falls off. The domino effect, everybody else is Ois Nazir. The implication would be, however, Ho Em Tsoi Lo. But in the situation where Shimon was Matir Nedir, so then the first person obviously is not going to be a Nazir. But that implies, in this situation, Shema Mino Bekama Matvisin. Because in this situation, we're saying only Ho Em Tsoi. When Shimon says, I want Hataris Nedarim, so then Shimon falls off, but it implies that Levi does not fall off, because it only mentioned the Mishnah Rishon Hu Desharu. The implication is that if Reuven goes and is Matir Nedir, then everybody falls off. But the implication is that if Shimon goes and is Matir Nedir, everybody doesn't fall off. Certainly not Reuven, but not even Levi. So Shema Minot, let's learn from our Mishnah, Bekamav Atvisim, that Levi was Matvis not on Shimon, he was Matvis on Reuven. And let us answer our question that they're all Matvis on the first person. So the Gemara says, Lav Davka, it's also not a Raya. Because you could argue, Emel Choli Olam Chad B'chabri Matvis. No, in fact, Shimon was Matvis on Reuven, but Levi was Matvis on Shimon, and Yehuda's matfis on Levi, and etc. Yisachar's matfis on Yehuda, Zvulun is matfis on Yisachar. Emel Choliolim Chai B'chavri matfis. No, each of them is only matfis on the one in front of him. I, the Aidi, the boy, missed the Hutru Kulan, but it wanted to teach us the idea that once Reuven is matin edit, then the whole domino effect occurs, and everybody is released from their being a Nazir, Hutru Kulan. So that's why it's specifically mentioned about Reuven, because Dita and Tsai, if it taught us the case of Shimon or Levi, they were Matir Nedir. So Ikar Rishon Delo Mishtari, the first person would not be obviously Matir. And that's the Chiddush that it wanted to tell us. But it doesn't tell us anything about the people afterwards. So Mishum Hachik Toni Rishon. That's why it said specifically, only if Reuven is Matir Neder, everybody falls off. But you can't learn an implication in there that if Shimon is Matir Neder, then only Shimon falls off, but everybody else was Matvis on the Rishon. You can't learn that. And therefore, since it wanted to teach us a din about the Rishon, that the domino effect would occur, but you can't have any implication about what would happen if Shimon or if Levi was Matir Neder. No, the same domino effect would occur from everybody below them, because each one was Matvis on them and not being Matvis on Reuven, and therefore there's no raya one way or the other from our Mishnah. Try again, where it says, Toshma. Mishnah had said, Hutra Achron. In the case where Levi was being Matir Neder, so he's the third person in the chain, or Yehuda was being Matir Neder, so then in that situation, only he is no longer a Nazir. Ha'achon Mutter, the Levi, or Yehuda, the last one in the chain, is in fact no longer a Neder if he does Hataras Adarim, but everybody before him, the Chulon Asur, and everybody before him is in fact still remaining a Nazir. Because the Lo Iko Achrina Basre, because that implies that there's nobody after him. When it tells us that, let's say, Levi was Matir Neder, so there is no person behind him, there's no domino effect behind him, and certainly it's not going to have any impact on Reuven and Shimon to go before him. But the implication would be from that part of the Mishnah, Aval Emtsoi, the Ikachrina Basrei, mystery. The implication here is that if Shimon was the one that was Matir Neder, then obviously it doesn't affect Reuven, but it would impact upon Levi. Now, if Levi was being Matvis on Reuven, so then why should Shimon being Hutter, why should Shimon being Matir Neder impact Levi? Ah, Shema Mino, Chad B'Chavri Matvis. If you're telling me that Shimon is Matir Neder, it impacts Levi, so then we know that Levi is obviously Matvis on Shimon and not Matvis on Reuven. So ask and answer. Shema Mino, Chad B'Chavri Matvis. Each one, when he says Vani, is going on the one directly in front of him and not back all the way to Reuven. So let's bring a riot from that part of the Mishnah. Where it says again, Lav Dafku. No. Li'olam, in fact, you could learn the Mishnah the following way. Em l'chobakama mitzvosin. In fact, everybody is being matvis on the first one, on Reuven. And it's not chad b'chabre matvis. So how do you explain the Mishnah then? Umay achro diktani. So why did it tell us the last one, the Levi case? Because that implies the emtsoi. It's not the last one. It means even the middle one. It didn't mean the last one, literally, it meant even the middle one, Shimon. And for ID, the Tona Rishon, Tona Achron. And since we started off by saying the Rishon, if Reuven is Matir Neder, everybody behind him is falling off. So when we said the Achron, it's only everybody behind him that will fall off, nobody in front of him will fall off, but it used the Lashon of Achron as opposed to the Lashon of Rishon, but it meant Emtsoi. So therefore, in this situation, our Mishnah could be learned as Chad B'Chabrei Matvis, and not learning necessarily that it goes back on the first one, that it's going on the original person that was making the Neder. So again, no Raya from that part of the Mishnah as well. So we're still stuck. We still have a question, the Yibayalu that we started off with, and now we're going to finally come to the answer. Toshma. Not from our Mishnah, but we have the Tanya Behedja. It says, Beferish, the answer to our question from the following Brisa. Huta Harishon, Hutra Kulon. The Brisa says that if Reuven had said, I want to be a Nazir, and Shimon said, me too, and Levi said, me too, and Yehuda said, me too, etc. So then in that situation, if Reuven's Neder goes away, he does Hataris the Darm. He's no longer a Nazir. Huta Harishon, then Hutra Kulon. The Brisa says, Beferish, like we had in our Mishnah, no problem, everybody understands that. But then the Brisa says, Hutra Achron, let's say Levi, if Levi is Matir Neder, so then Ha'achron Mutter, only Levi is Mutter, he does Hasarat Azarim on his Naziris, so he is no longer a Nazir, but everybody in front of him, the Chulin Asur, but everybody in front of him still remains. Obviously, that's the din, no Raya yet from this Brisa. But then the Brisa says, Beferish over here, after the case of Hutra Achron, Achron Mutter, Chulin Asur, it tells us, Hutra Emtsoi, here it Beferish says, what happens if Shimon is Matir Neder? So does that impact Levi or not? If it impacts Levi, so then you know Levi was Matvis on Shimon and Chad B'Chavrei Matvis. If it says that Levi's not impacted, then you know that Levi was Matvis on Reuven. So here we have clearly the answer. The Brisa says, Hutur Emtsoi, if Shimon goes to be Matir Neder, what's the halacha? So everybody beyond him, Heimenu Ulemata Mutur. Heimenu Ulemala Asur. So here it clearly tells us that anybody in front of Shimon, or whoever it is that's being Matir Neder, anybody in front of him, those people aren't impacted. But everybody behind him, even people that are well beyond Tochi De Dibur from Reuven, but are within Tochi De Dibur, the one in front of them. So Yehuda is Matir Neder. So Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, and everybody behind them, they all fall off because each one was Matvis B'Chavrei, the one in front of him. So if the person who is Matir Neder, everybody beyond him has the domino effect and they all fall off. But everybody in front of him doesn't fall off. That's what the Gemara tells us. Heimenu ulamata mutter, heimenu ulamala aser. Everybody beyond him, after him, they all fall off, because if Yehuda falls off, so everybody was making a toll on Yehuda, Yisachar was making a toll on Yehuda, falls off, and Zebulun was making it toll on Yisachar, falls off, etc., etc. So everybody beyond them has the domino effect that they all fall off, but heimenu ulamala aser, but everybody in front of them, it has no impact whatsoever. Oh! From this brisa, we have a clear answer. Shema mino chad bechabre matvis, that a person in fact is toface on the one in front of him, and not all the way back to Reuven. Shema mino. This is good raya. That is the halacha based upon this brisa. So each person, when he says "and me too," va'ani, is talking about I want to be like the person right in front of me. And as long as he does that, tok today dibor, so then this progression can work, and it could go on and on and on for even hundreds of people theoretically, as long as they do it all. Tok kedei dibor of the one in front of them. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hareini nazir." Reuven says, "I wish to be a nazir." V'shama chaver v'yamer, and Shimon hears and says, "I want to be a nazir like him." But he doesn't say v'ani. He uses the lashon piv kipiv. My mouth should be like his mouth, or he says v'sari kisaro v'chulu, or my hair should be like his hair. Now I already explained this the way the maskon of the Gemara is, so let's forget that for right now and say, what does this mean when he says, my mouth should be like his mouth, or my hair should be like his hair? So the Gemara questions, how does this make him into a Nazir? Our Mishnah said, in fact, Shimon, if he uses this lashon of pi kipiv, or v'sari kisaro, does in fact become a Nazir. And the Gemara questions, how does this work? Mishum da amar pi kipiv, or v'sari kisaro, are Nazir? Because a person uses this lashon, he becomes a Nazir? That isn't true, because as we turn to Chafalos on the base, we see elsewhere, the following brisa, it seems to say that that's not true. Or minu, we learned in the following brisa, if a person says, yodi nazira, I want my hand to be a nazir, or viragli nazira, I want my leg to be a nazir. So the person doesn't say, I accept upon my full body a naziras. He accepts upon a part of his body that his nefesh is not toluyon, a, quote, insignificant part of his body. His hand doesn't represent his whole body. His foot doesn't represent his whole body. If you're Rahman al-Islam, were to amputate his hand or amputate his foot, the guy could go on living. So this is not something that is his nefesh is totally on. So the Mishnah says, lo amar klum. In fact, this person did not say anything. In other words, it's not an effective lashon of the Nazir to say, my hand should be a Nazir, my foot should be a Nazir. Lo amar klum, as Tosos in the top Tosos points out, because the ein haneshama tuluyabo, because the hand or the foot is not considered significant enough to represent the whole body. But if the person were to say, roshi nazira, my head should be a nazira, or kvedi, my liver should be nazira, so then in that situation, it is a naziris. It is acceptable accepting upon himself a naziris. Hare zen nazir. Because the rule goes as follows. That klal. Dovash haneshama tuluyabo, hare zen nazir. Dovash haneshama tuluyabo, ein ze nazir. So when he says my hand or my foot, that's not something that the neshama is tuluyabo. It's not considered a significant enough organ to, so to say, encompass his whole body, as opposed to his head or his liver or his heart, for example. They, if you were to remove them, the person would die. So therefore, in that situation, it does represent the whole body. So now here's the question. Our Mishnah, we said his mouth should be like the mouth of the person in front of him, pi kipiv, or sari kisaro. In both situations, that's not something that's significant. So the Gemara asks, how come in our Mishnah we said that that's a valid lashon of accepting upon his ears? If you say pikipiv or sari kisaro, that shouldn't work based upon yodi nazira, viragli nazira, lo amar klum. So the Gemara says, no, it works in our Mishnah because that's not what he meant. Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda says, no, when the person said pi kipiv or sari kisaro, the amar hochi, this is what he meant to say, yeyose pi kipiv miyayin. And that's how I explain the Mishnah. A person says, I want my mouth to be like his mouth, just like his mouth is also in wine, because he's a nazir, so do I want my mouth to be also from wine. In other words, I wish to take upon myself naziris. So that's why pi kipiv works, not because it's a significant part of the body, it's because it represents that I wish to be a nazir. He specifically said his mouth, if he said his toe, so then that wouldn't have worked. But he says, pi kipiv miyayin, my mouth should be like his mouth in regards to wine, just like he can't have wine because he's a nazir. I want my mouth not to have wine, and I'm becoming a nazir, so that works. And likewise, the sari kisaro, when he says, I want my hair to be like his hair, it's milago. It's just like he can't cut his hair because he's a nazir. I want to also not be able to cut my hair because I want to be a nazir. So that's how you have to understand our Mishnah. Okay. More then says, Hareini Nazira, we had in our Mishnah, if the woman says, I wish to be in a zira. So we quote the Mishnah, and it said, Vishama Bala, if her husband heard her, for Omar, yeah, that's a great idea, Vani, me too, and you call a father. He can't go and be mefer. Now again, I explained the way the Maskana of the Gemara understands that, but now we go and ask, how does that work? In the Beis Medrash, they ask, Iboiluhu, how did that husband saying that I don't wish her to be a Nazira, how does that lashon work? So if the husband says, Baal me akar okar, if the husband goes and says, I wish my wife not to be a Nazira, I want to be made for her Naziris. So in that situation, do we say me akar okar? Again, this is something we had discussed a few days ago, as well as we had this in Nedarim quite a number of times. Does the husband's revocation of his wife's neder, does it work retroactively to uproot it from the moment that she made the neder? That's called mi akir akar. It's as if she didn't make the neder at all. Or do we say, no, megiz gaiz mi kanu lahaba, from here on, it's no longer a neder. But until now, it was a neder. Until the husband hears it, and biyom shamo is made for it, only until the time that he's made for it on biyom shamo, at that point in time, it's no longer a neder. But until then, it was a neder. So does the husband uproot it retroactively? Now, Hataras Nadarim, we all agree, the Gemara in Nadarim taught us, that is uprooting it Meikaro. When you do Hataras Nadarim with a Beis Din, that uproots the nether from minute one that you made it. It's as if you never made a nether. So the question is Hafaras Nadarim, the husband made for his wife's Nadarim, is that also something that is Meikaro? It's uprooted as if there never was a nether. Or do we say, no, until now there was a nether. Now the husband hears it. Biyom shomo, he's made for it. Now, mikan ulhaba, from now on, make his guys. It's if he cut it off from this point in time. So that's the question he asked in the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara asks, who cares? Lamai nafkamina. Is there a practical nafkamina between these two shittas? Bottom line is, the woman's no longer in a zira. So when it says a huge nafkamina over here, that would be li'isha if the woman she took upon herself the zira, shenadra bin nazir, the woman took upon herself Naziris, Shinadra bin Nazir, and now she's a Nazira. Another woman sees this, Vishama Chaverta. Instead of here, Reuven and Shimon, we have Sarah and Leah. So Sarah says, I wish to be a Nazira. And Leah hears and says, me too, the Amra Va'ani. Now, what happens when Sarah, the first woman, her husband hears her nether and says, nothing doing. I'm sorry, I don't want you to be Nazira. Vishama Balash Rishona Vehefrila. So the husband is Mefer, Sarah, the first woman's Naziris. Leah, she was making her Naziris Bani Tola on what Sarah did. Now, if you tell me Im Amris Me Akir Okar, that Sarah's Naziris is uprooted from the very beginning, so then in this situation, Leah is not going to be a Nazir as well. Hainami Ishtaroi, the second woman, Leah, is also no longer Nazira because, in retrospect, the Naziris of Sarah never took effect. It was Mi'akir Okar. But if you say that the husband, the Amris Megiz Gaius, he only does it Mikanu Lahaba, so guess what? Sarah made her Naziris at 10 o'clock in the morning. Leah, at 11 o'clock in the morning, said, me too, I want to be just like Sarah. At 12 o'clock, her husband of Sarah hears about this and is made for the nether at 12 o'clock. Well, guess what? Mikanu Laba. From 12 o'clock and on, she's no longer a Nazira. But at 11 o'clock, when Leah said, me too, so she was still a Nazira. And therefore, E Ishtaroi, in this situation, when the husband is made for Sarah's Naziris at 12 o'clock, so then she, Sarah, is no longer a Nazira. Ihi Ishtaroi. However, Chaverta Leah, who said at 11 o'clock, I want to be like her, me too, Vani, Chaverta Asira. She remains awesome because at 11 o'clock, if you say Megiz Gaiz, Sarah was still in his era. So therefore, there's a huge practical nafkamina. How's the halacha go? Do we say Ba Meyakar Okar? From initially, it's uprooted and there is no Naziris here at all. Or do we say no, Mikanu Laba, Megiz Gaiz? But up until now, there was a Naziris. So Gemara says, Toshma, our Mishnah. Let's answer it from our Mishnah. Hareini Nazira. The woman says, I wish to be Nazira. Vishama Baal of Yom Avani. And her husband said, me too. That sounds like a great idea. Her husband says, me too. Our Mishnah said, Eino Yochel Lahofer. He can't go and be made for her neder in that situation. Now, isn't the reasoning is, V'isolka Daitoch Baal Megiz Gaiz. If you're telling me that the husband only does it, Mikanu Lahaba. So let's say the wife made the neder at 10 o'clock in the morning. The husband hears it a few seconds later, and he says, me too. And then he has the desire to go be made for a nether. Now, you know what? I don't want her to be a Nazira. And at 12 o'clock, he says, you're ice Nazira. She's made for the nether. Now, if you're telling me that Mikanu Lahaba, she is no longer a Nazira, so then at the time that the husband said, Vani, in fact, he would be a nazir. So we understand these halakhotayto bal megiz gayis so lefer liishto v'hu litzar. So then when he's mavered for his wife, so at the time that he said me too, she still is a nazira, and therefore why can't he be made for her naziris? He has the right to as a husband, and that should still leave him. He should still remain a nazir. So our mishnah said, "Ein yochel hafer." He can't be made for his wife's nether. Why not? If you're telling me he can't be made for his wife's nether because he would then be made for his own nether, because if his wife falls off, then he falls off. That would be going according to the shita, baal mi'akar akar. And a person can't be made for his own nether. That's why he can't be made for his wife's nether, because if his wife's nether would fall off, his nether would also fall off, and a person can't be made for his own nether. So therefore, that's why the mishnah said, "Ein yochel hafer." But if you're telling me that it's only Baal Megas Gaiz, so lay for Lishto, let him go at 12 o'clock and be made for his wife's nether, and at the time that he said Vani, he still is going to be a Nazir, because at that point in time, his wife still wasn't a Zira. So therefore, he should be able to be made for his wife's nether, and he'll stay in nether. Ah, what must you see? Elalav Shemamino, because the Mishnah said, he's not allowed to be made for a nether. It must be, because if he's made for a nether, Baal Me'akar Okar, it uproots it, may minute one, and it says she never made the nether, and therefore he wouldn't be a nazir, and he can't be made for his own naziris, and that's why the Mishnah said any yochel hafir. Ah, so let's answer it that our Mishnah proves the baal me'akar akar. Where it says lav davka, lo, not necessarily so. In fact, you could say li'olam, the halacha is megas gais. In fact, the husband is only uprooting it mikanul haba. Then why can't he, in our Mishnah, go and be made for his wife's nether? Because his wife's nether, he has the right to be made for, and his own nether will still stay in effect. Or b'dinu de lefala, he in fact could be made for a nether. But why did our Mishnah say that he can't be made for his wife's nether? So I had explained in our Mishnah, because kivin the amar law of ani, when he says to his wife, ah, yashukayach, that's a great idea, me too, that's a kiyum of his wife. That's not neutral. That's like he didn't say anything. That's a kiyum of his wife's nether. And the minute a husband is mekayim his wife's nether, that makes that nether chal. And he can't go back later on and say, nah, I changed my mind. Now, I pointed out yesterday, I point out again today, that if he goes to a hataras beis din and he's doing a hataras beis din on his hakama, so then he would be able to go and retract his hakama. But without going to a beis din, when he said vani, that's basically saying, yashir koyach, I'm being mekayim your neder, kiman de'amar kiyem lichi domi. It's as if he said, formally, I'm being mekayim your neder, and the neder then is chal. And unless he asks Torah on his kiyam, which we're not talking about over here, so then in that situation, he is in fact not able to go and be made for her nether because he was mekayimit already. So imitshal akamaso mosi mefer. If he in fact goes and is shoal on his akama, then he would be able to go and be made for it. V'lo lo mosi mefer. But in the situation where he doesn't do hataras nedarim on his akama, so then his akama takes effect, and that's why our Mishnah said eino yochol lo hafer, because he was mekayimit. It's not that he was neutral. He was mekayimit nether, and therefore her naziris is chal, and that's why he can't be made for her naziris, and he certainly can't be made for his own naziris. That he needs hataras nedarim for on his own naziris. So again, we have no raya. Is the Baal Maker Akar or Megiz Gaiz? Try again. We have the following Mishnah, which we're going to learn in a few days. The Mishnah there says, Toshma, Hoisha Shenadra bin Nazir, a woman takes upon herself naziris, and she went and was mafrish animals for her naziris. So she set aside the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatos. The Fisha as Behemta. No, her husband only hears that she was in a zira a couple of days later, let's say, and the achakach efel abala, on the yom shamo that the husband hears, he says, wait a second, I don't want you to be in a zira, and he's made for her in a ziras after she already was mafrish to korbanos. So, what's the status of those korbanos? He certainly can be made for a nether, that's not the question. It's biyom shamo, he has the right to be made for a nether, so she's ois the zira. But what about the hafrasha of the animals, the ola, the chatos, and the shlomim that she did? What is their status? So the Gemara says, Im shelo haiso habehema, if the animal that she was mafrish, or the animals that she was mafrisha, if in fact those animals belong to the husband, she didn't own them independently, but they belong to the husband, so in that situation, teitze v'sira be'eda, the kiddusha that she put on them falls off. She didn't have the right to. They belong to the husband. So I can't be makdish your animal. So the wife can't be makdish the husband's animals. They belong to the husband. So therefore, there is absolutely no kiddusha that goes upon those animals. Teitze, they go out, v'tira be'eda, they go in pasture. We're not talking here about tira acha tistayiv. We're not talking here that they'll pasture until they get a mum, and then you can redeem them, and then you take the money that you redeem them with, and you purchase new animals. No, they are chulin. Teitze v'sira be'eder means that they don't have any kedusha to them whatsoever, because she is no longer Nazira, so the husband would be obligated to bring animals on her behalf, but since she is no longer Nazira, there is no obligation on the husband to bring animals on her behalf, and the fact that she was mafrish them, she was mafrisha those animals, is worthless because they're not hers. But if they did belong to her, she has a separate account. If the animal that she was mafresh to, oh, the chatos, the shlamim, all three of them, belong to her, so then what do you do with them? So a chatos tamas, the chatos dies. In other words, the chatos that she designated can't be brought because she's ois nazira, so therefore it can't be brought. You can't voluntarily bring a chatos, so the chatos that she designated, that she was mafresha, has to go and die. Now, why is that? The bal me'akir akar. If you're telling me that the husband uproots it from the first point that she made it, so then she never was in a zira, so then tipok l'chulin. Even her animal should go to chulin because it never was a hafrasha that was correct. It was a hafrasha that was a mistake. And we pass on like Beis Hillel that if a person is makdir something incorrectly with a mistake, the kedusha doesn't get chal. And therefore, in this situation, she should in fact not have to have her chatas be tomos. But the Mishnah stated beferish that the chatas is tomos. Mustn't it be therefore ella lav shmamina? Let's learn from this Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet that Baal Megas Gaius, he's only going and being miaker her nether, not retroactively, but only from mikan ulahaba. And therefore Megas Gaius, he's not miaker the nether mi the moment that she made it. It's only from today and on. So when she was mafrish her animals, such as her chatas, so it was chal. And therefore, since it was her animal, she has the right to do it. And even though subsequently her naziris is taken away, Megas Gaius, the husband, revoked her naziris a couple of days later on the Yom Shamo for the husband, nevertheless, the kedusha that she imparted to that chatas, making that animal into a chatas, is chal. So let's learn from here. Baal Megas Gaius. Where it says, lo, again, lav dafka. You can't bring me any such raya from our Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet. Why is that? Because li'olam, in fact, I could say, emaloch baal me'akar akar. In fact, the husband uprooted her nether milichatchila, and it's as if she never made a nether naziris. Aye, then shouldn't it be that the animal was a toes? It was makdish bitos, and therefore it shouldn't have kedusha to it? Someone says, no, v'hainu taima, the reason why the chatas is tomos is because kiven de lo tzricha kapara, she was mafrish this animal to be a chatas, and at that moment in time, that animal had the status of being a chatas. Now that the neder is uprooted, kiven de lo tzricha kapara, she doesn't need to bring that chatas, so what is the din of that chatas? Havis ke chatas shemesu be'aleha. That chatas had kedusha to it. That kedusha just can't go off by itself. That kedusha of that chatas is there. And now, if you're telling me that she no longer needs to bring that chatas because she is me'akir okar, she never needed that chatas lichatchila, nevertheless, that chatas had kedusha. Ke chatas shemesu be'aleha. This is no different than a regular case where a person had designated the chatas, he did a sin, he ate chalev by accident, so he designated the chatas and nebuch, he has a heart attack and he dies. In that situation, what happens to that chatas? A chatas, a carbon chatas, shemesu ba'alel, that the owner of that chatas died, so the din is, ugmiri, we learn the halach is, the chatas shemesu ba'alel, tomos, that chatas cannot be used by anybody else, that chatas, unfortunately, has to be put into a box, it puts into a room, and you close the door, and the animal will die on its own from starvation, because you're not allowed to go kill that animal, and you're not allowed to bring that animal as a carbon, and you can't let it hang around, because somebody will be moel on it, they're not going to realize that this is a kedusha animal, the chatas, and therefore just potentially trouble, so we just put the animal in a room, and close the door. In this situation, this is the halacha. There are five chatos that are like this. This is one of them. Chatos shemesu ba'alel. A chatos whose owner passes away. That chatos cannot be brought, so you have to go let it die. You can't kill it. Tomos, you let it die on its own. You put it into a keeper. You put it into a closed room, and you close the door, and you don't feed it, and the animal will die. So therefore, there's no raya over here to Megas Gaius from this Mishnah Chav Dalet. In fact, you could still say, Baal me'akar akar. So again, still asking the question, what's the status of the husband's hafara? Is it me'akar akar, or is it Megas Gaius? Toshma, I bring a raya from this Mishnah that we're going to have on Daf Chav Gimel. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir, if a woman accepted upon herself a naziris, v'ha'isa shoso yayin u'mitamu l'mesim, she then went and drank wine intentionally, or she was mitamu l'mesim intentionally. So in this situation, ha'rezu sofeges es rabban. This we have talked about previously, is a intentional violation of her naziris, which would be a chiv of malchus. If she is properly warned, then she gets malchus. Now, what's the case? If we're talking about where the husband was not made for the nevi, he said, very good, you want to be a nazira, gesundheit. So she is a nazira in that situation. I need a mishnah to tell me, tzrich lemeimar, that she's so fake as to our barn, that she gets malchus. This is a regular case. There's no difference in din, whether it's a man or a woman. If they are a nazir or a nazira, and they intentionally go and violate the naziris, they go and drink wine, they go and have a time of mesa, they go and cut their hair, so then they do get malchus. So there'd be no chiddush there. Why would we need a mishnah to tell us that? Ellen, mustn't it be pshita? They're talking about here the hefer lo baal. The husband was made for her naziris, and now if you're going to tell me that it was uprooted milchatchila, so then she shouldn't be so fegas as her abban because there never was a naziris over here. Biso kedai toch baal meyakar akar. So then, am I so fegas her abban? Why would she get malchus? Oh, so the chiddush of this mishnah daf chav gimel must be to teach us Ella. The purpose of that mission is to teach us that the husband only does it mikanu laba. Therefore, on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, when the husband hears about her nether, he's made for it. But on Monday, when he didn't yet hear about it, so she was in a zira. And at that point in time, she was drinking a glass of wine. That's why she gets malchus then, because it's only on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, mikanu laba, that she's no longer in a zira. At Monday at 10 o'clock, when she drank the glass of wine, she is in a zira, and therefore she did it intentionally. She was warned, so she'll get malchus. But if you say that it was uprooted, miyakar, akar, so then she made the neder on Sunday. So if the husband hears about it on Tuesday at 10 o'clock and is revoking it, so then at Sunday at 10 o'clock when she made the neder, it's no longer chal from that point on. Miyakar, it's uprooted. So therefore, when she drinks the wine on Monday at 10 o'clock, so then in that situation, she would not be sofegas or abarim. But the Mishnah says she is sofegas or abarim. It must be talking about that the husband was made for it on Tuesday. She drank the wine on Monday. And only when he's made for it on Tuesday, mikanu laba, megiz gayiz. Therefore, that's the raya, that the husband is only made for it, mikanu laba, but is it going to uproot it, meyakar akar? Oh, shramina, let us learn it from that Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel. The answer is megiz gayiz and not meyakar akar. What says again, loved after, not necessarily so. Liomam, in fact, you can learn the Mishnah Chav Gimel, Emeloch, Baal, Meyakar, Akar. In fact, the husband uprooted it. And when he, on Tuesday, says, you're no longer in a zira, I made for your nether. On Sunday, when she made the nether, it's uprooted. Either, why did she get Malchus on Monday? Or Mishum Diktani Sefer, because keep on reading that Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel. It says, hey, for Lo Bala, what happens if the husband is made for a nether, but she's not around? The husband hears about it on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, but she's not there. So the husband says, I don't want her to be in a zira. I'm made for a nether. But she doesn't know. So she still thinks that she's in a zira. And now on Wednesday, when she still thinks she's in a zira, after her husband has been made for it, she still thinks she's in a zira. And she intentionally goes and drinks wine on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Or she goes to the cemetery on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Then the halach is, Eino sofegas is our boy. She, in fact, is not going to get malchus at that point in time because here, clearly, she's not in a zira. She thinks she is, but she's not in a zira. And we turn to Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So in this situation, it had to tell us that she's not sofegas our boy. So the reisha, while it's not a chiddush to tell us that, yes, she's sofegas is our boy, in that situation, Tana Nami reisha sofegas. So therefore, in the reisha, it did have to tell us that she is sofegas is our boy. Even though it's talking about a case where the husband wasn't made for her nether, and we said before that there is no chiddush, so the answer is that there is a chiddush over here from the Seifa. So since the Seifa has to tell her, ain't a sofegas esar aboim, so the Reisha tells us that she is sofegas esar aboim in the case where the husband wasn't made for the nether. So even though that's pashut, as the Mefarish says over here in the top Mefarish, Tananami Reisha sofegas esar aboim, that she has to tell us in the Reisha that she gets malchus, de ain't a tzrich, even though it didn't have to tell us that, it was obvious. But for parallelism, since the Seif had to say, Eino sofegas es raboim, so the Reish had to say, in the obvious case, sofegas es raboim. Nope, we still don't have an answer. The Gemara says, Toshma, let's try from the following Braisa. We had this Braisa a couple of days ago. Toshma, we said over there, Ha'isha shenadru bin nazir v'nitmeis, if a woman took upon herself an aziris, and then she became Tumeya, and she was mafrisha her korbanos of Tumah, the two bird offerings and the asham, and now, after this, so again, the woman became a nazira on Sunday at 10 o'clock. She becomes tamei on Monday at 10 o'clock. And she's mafrish two bird offerings, the ola and the chatas, and an osham at that point in time. And on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the husband hears about it. And on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the husband's made for her neder. In this situation, the Mishnah says, meviyo chatas ha'of. She is required to bring the chatas ha'of that she had designated. However, they know via Olasov, she doesn't have to bring the Olasov, and she doesn't have to bring the Oshim as well if she had designated the Oshim. Now, Guys, he'd be telling me that it's only Mikanu Laba when the husband at 10 o'clock on Tuesday hears about her neder and is made for it then. So then, only for Mikanu Laba is she no longer Nazira. When she was making the hafrasha on Monday at 10 o'clock, after she became Tmeya, she was still a Nazira, if you say Baal Megiz Gaiz. And therefore, Visokadaitach Baal Megiz Gaiz, so then, Teisei Nami Olasov, then why shouldn't she have to bring the bird offering that was an Ola? She should also have to bring that, as well as the Asham. But that's not what the Brisa says. How come the Brisa says that she only brings the Chatas and not the Ola? So the Gemara says, okay, so what do you want to say? The Elamai, Miyakar, Okar. So you're trying to prove from here that the din is that the husband uprooted it. So when he's made for it at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, it means that at Sunday at 10 o'clock when she made it, it wasn't the neder. So then, why is she bringing the Chatas? So Miyakar, Okar. So then Chatas, Ov, Nami, Lo, Taisi. Not only does she not have to bring the Ola, not only does she not have to bring the Asham, she shouldn't have to bring the Chatas either. The Gemara says, no, the Chatas is different. And this is what we learned a few days ago as well. Ochanami, in fact, the husband is me'akar akar. He uproots her naziris from the moment that she made the ned there. And in this situation, who are we going like that she has to go still bring the chatas of? V'homani Rabbi Elazar HaKapor hi. This is the famous sheet of Elazar HaKapor, who says that even though this woman isn't a Nazira, but she's a Chotas. She made a sin over here by restricting herself from the wine. So even though she's no longer restricted from the wine, but she had been restricted from the wine until her husband had been made for an Eder. So therefore, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Beribi, that's the right Lashon, not Bar Rebbe, but it says on the side it should be Beribi, which means Pirish, Gadol HaDor. So this is the Rash Bahag. Rabbi Elazar HaKapor was the Gadol HaDor, and he said, Omer, the Pasuk tells us, Ma Tamud Lomer, Me'asher Choto Ala Nefesh. What does it mean that she sinned over here? V'chi Be'ezo Nefesh Choto Zeh. What sin did she do by taking upon herself an Aziris? Ella, if they should see her atzmo min hayayin, the person, here it's talking about a man, but the same thing would apply to a woman. The pasuk says that the person restricted himself from having wine, and therefore he is mitzar himself, he's causing himself deprivation, he's causing himself trouble, pain, so therefore, nikra chote, he's called a chote. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Elazar HaKapor says, the person takes himself upon himself only not to drink wine, nevertheless, nikra chote, he's called a chote. We call Dover Allah is Kama Vakama. So much more so, if you restrict yourself from many things or other things, you're also called the Chote. So therefore, even though this woman is having her neder mi'akir okar, so she doesn't have any naziris on her right now, but for those days until the husband was made for her neder, so she did restrict herself from the wine. She was tsiras min ayayin. So in this situation, we say that she has to bring the chatas. And that's why it's bedafka chatas ov. That's why it specifically gave us the case of a bird offering. A chatas ov can be brought ala sofek. If she had not become tmeya, so then she wouldn't be called mitzar es atzmo min hayayin, even though technically she did. But there, in that situation, where the chatas is an animal offering, we can't bring the chatas al sofek. And over here, by tumma, we had explained that we have more of a reason to suspect that she was regretting bringing this, because she had originally accepted upon herself a Naziris for 1 month period of time, a 30-day period of time, and now she has more than that because she became Tami, let's say, on day 25. So not only does she have to start anew, but it's much more than she originally accepted upon herself. So maybe in that situation, there was the concern that she really didn't want to do this. So that's why the Pasuk is specifically found by the Korbanos of a Nazir who was Tami. But the same ruling or idea would apply even if Rabbi Elazar HaKapor says if they were Tahar, but it's much more likely that they would be upset when they were Tameh, because that's a double whammy, so to say, that they have to repeat and be mitzad themselves for a longer period of time. Bottom line is, you can only bring the Chatas of Al-Safek, you couldn't bring the animal Al-Safek. That's why in the Braisa, where it said, Aisha Shinadra bin Azar, Vinit, Beis Vachakach, Hefer Lobala, Mevia Chatas of, Eno Via Olas of. The Olas of, there is no reason to bring it. She wasn't an Azira. But the Chatas, she was Tzir Es Atzma, Min Hayayin, so therefore, Chatas Ol can be brought al Sofek, and therefore she can't bring that. And therefore, we conclude that Baal is Me'akir Akir and not Megiz Gaiz. Now, I know we're going to finish off to the bottom of Chabbezim and Aleph over here by going to the next thing, but we're still part of the same sugya, so let's go a little bit further. We'll be a little bit of a head in the daf. So, Toshma, the Gemara continues, the Tanya Behedya, it says, Beferish in the following Braisa, Ha'isha Shenodra bin Nazir, if a woman takes upon herself Naziris, Vishama Chaverita Vyomra, and her friend hears and says, Vani, me too, And then Ubo Balush will reshown of Hefer Law. So in my situation, we have Sarah and Leah. So Sarah takes upon herself in his ears, and Leah says, me too. And on Sunday, this occurred, and then the husband of Sarah hears about it on Monday, and he says, no, I don't want you to be a Nazira. Uba Bala shall Rishona, the Hefer law. So in this situation, the Bala of the Rishona was capable of being made for Sarah's Naziris, him Muteres. However, the Chaverita, but the friend remains Asura. And we want to learn from this price that the opposite of what we just said, we just proved that it's Miakar Akar, but Shmami, no, from here, Baal Megas Gai is that the husband only does it Bikanu Laba. So then, on Monday, when the husband of Sarah uproots it, so then only from Monday and on is Sarah no longer Nazira. So when Leah had said on Sunday, me too, so that still is in effect. But keep on reading the Brisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im amra lo hareini kimosech. But if she says, I wish to be like you, not, and I also want to be a Nazir, but if she said, I wish to be like you, whatever your status is, shteyen mutaros. So then not only when Sarah's husband is made for her neder on Monday at 10 o'clock, is Sarah no longer in Azira, but since Leah had said, I want to be like you, kimo seich, so shtei in mutaros. So since she's saying, you are no longer in Azira, so I then also am no longer in Azira. So in this situation, Rabbi Shimon says, you clearly see, it's a akir akar. Now Tosos does seem to suggest that there's a machlokas over here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. But many learned that this is not a machlokas, including the first opinion in Tosos, that there's no machlokas over here between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is just qualifying the Tanakama Shita. So even the Tanakama agrees that it's me'akar akar and not a din of megis gais. And the reason for that is because when the woman said, Va'ani, I want to be a Nazira, she's just accepting upon herself Naziras, having nothing to do with Sarah. She's saying, I also wish to be a Nazira, and she's not tole on Sarah. But if she's told it on Zara and she says, Harini Kimoseh, so then everybody agrees that Shtehen Mutar is because of Me'aker Okar. That is Gemara's conclusion. Now, since we just turned to Chav Beis, Amud Beis, I just want to point out there's a rush over here that really goes back on Daf Chav Aleph. And if you look in the rush, the top Dibra Maslo, and you look down about 20, 25 lines, it says, V'yesh Lomar Delo Domi HaChocham Oker HaNeder Aidei Charota Also, a neder tos, when a chacham is mater a neder, so we said that's miakar akar, it goes back and retroactively uproots it, but it's different than the husband's being miakar akar, the neder, retroactively. Because the chacham is basically doing it via charata, which shows that there was a tos, a mistake. As opposed to when the husband is made for the neder over here, and it's saying miakar akar, so he is not saying that the naziris that she did was a mistake, he's just uprooting it. And that explains why, in the case of the Chatas, that we say she's still a sinner. It's not that she made a mistake and took upon herself a Naziris. That Naziris is no longer there, Meyakar Akar, but it's not because of a Tos. It's because the husband has the power to uproot it. And therefore, the sin that the woman did by being Mitzar herself from a Yayin still takes effect. As opposed to, with Hataras Chachamim, it's totally uprooting it, so then she wouldn't, in that situation, have to go and be bringing a Chatas. An interesting point that the Rosh has, and with this we conclude today's share. We're a little bit ahead. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll start a Chav Beis, Amud Beis. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.